C1B3.
Number 4A.
We come to the third side of the city with the main tone of Christianity. And now we have to be very careful what Christianity means here when we consider it in the platform. Because, as you know, Christianity can mean many things according to the level of consciousness from which we are considering that third side of the holy city. You know, in general discussion, the focal point of Christianity usually is in the textbook that of man and the universe, of how to demonstrate a better manhood, how to demonstrate really a healthy manhood, man that is free from disease, sin, and death. It's usually Christianity, that point where we explain how really the truth about the situation is healing a situation. It's usually that point where we consider the dominion of the spiritual over the bodily and the material, therefore the control of soul over body. It's usually where we consider salvation, the salvation of mankind, the improvement of mankind, a better humanity, where perhaps we usually see how to explain how spirit can overcome matter. All these things usually have to do with Christianity, as long as we consider it from the level of Christian Science. But here we are considering Christianity on a higher level than Christian Science, namely on the level of divine science and absolute Christian Science, and therefore we must get acquainted with that quality of Christianity that is adapted to these levels of consciousness. And this is sometimes something that most students are not very familiar with, namely that holy spiritual aspect of Christianity, which is what? Which would really show Christianity is the outcome, we say, of the Christ idea. So every time we have God that has a Christ, and the outcome of that Christ is Christianity. If you go out from God's Spirit and see that that Spirit has one Christ, namely the spiritual idea, the outcome of it are naturally just spiritual ideas, the realm of ideas, a purely spiritual realm, which has no connotation of a material realm or a human realm, certainly no connotation with a universe of sin and sickness and death and decay and deceit and lack, etc., so that here we meet a Christianity of the Spirit, and therefore that is purely spiritual, a realm of being that is purely spiritual, that constitutes purely of spiritual ideas. That's true Christianity. Therefore, we find here a lot about spiritual unfoldment, about spiritual reality, spiritual reflection. See, everything is spiritual, and with no relationship to the material. And so the student usually has a bit difficulty in staying on that realm because, interesting enough, naturally, the mortals constantly try to see what is the relationship of the divine with the human, the spiritual with the material. But this is a level that has only to do with the level of Christian Science, not with the level of absolute Christian Science and divine science. But we should actually get acquainted with the higher level so that we have a higher authority from which to work. So that if we have a higher sense of Christianity, which is purely spiritual, then we also have a true starting point from which then afterwards to consider really what the relationship is of that spiritual Christianity with the false sense of Christianity and Christendom, with a people universe and with a sick humanity and a sinful humanity. So in this third side, which we are now going to contemplate, you will see that it needs quite a pure sense of reasoning and a pure consciousness in order really to see that the third side is depicting now the spiritual universe. The epitome that we have given here for the third 8 points of Christianity is infinite individualized spiritual reflection. Can you see that this title has the focal point on reflection, therefore not on the Word, namely God. It is the universe of ideas reflecting God. Therefore, we have the point of reflection. What kind of reflection? It is naturally a purely spiritual reflection with no material connotation. That purely spiritual reflection must bring out the infinitude of the realm of ideas. Therefore, the infinite individualized spiritual reflection. Meaning what? Meaning that if we start from the Word that God is spirit and see that God has a Christ, therefore expresses that spirit as Christianity, as what? As infinite spiritual ideas. But these spiritual ideas are never repeating themselves. They are always different. They are infinitely individualized. So that you have here a realm of infinitely individualized spiritual ideas, or the reflection of the one God Spirit. This is our realm. And now we can see that this is the teaching of divine science, and that if we actually want to take Mrs. Eddy's teaching as what she says the teaching is, her presentation, and not just what we would like her to tell us, we must therefore accept what she says, namely, that we actually have no other universe, no universe of reality, but one universe of reality that consists of spiritual, infinitely individualized reflection of that one spirit. It is a purely spiritual realm of ideas. This is what constitutes the universe, including man as idea. And therefore, we will find for the first time then a short indication to the question of man, but it's very subordinate because the main point is the universe of ideas. The question naturally is, do we like to accept such a teaching? Do we like to accept that the goal, the aim of Mrs. Eddy's teaching is to bring us into that universe of Christianity that is purely spiritual, where therefore the body doesn't matter, people don't matter, where a material universe doesn't matter, where a time sense doesn't matter, where we are not living in this age and at this place, but where we can grasp the spiritual fact that all that there is true about the universe, including men, is that it is a spiritual realm of ideas, nothing else. And that's usually that point where it says in the Bible, and they did no more follow Jesus. They fell away. And it is therefore also within us something that says, oy, 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 this is really asking a lot. Do I really want that? Or do I really want to stay here as long as possible? Do I really want to make of the material a go? Do I want to embellish the material? Do I want to improve the material? Do I want to make the material bigger and nicer and more beautiful? Or what is it? It's a crossroad, I would say, for every student to be honest with himself and says, am I going that way? So let's consider now this pure sense of Christianity as presented here, and we are going out again to see that this Christianity is reflecting naturally the Word. Why does it have to reflect the Word? Because Christianity, as the outcome, has naturally to reflect its source of that outcome. The source of that outcome is always the Word, the creative deity, the Creator. So that we first define the focal point of Christianity through the Word by seeing from where does the universe of ideas come from. It naturally comes from God, Spirit. So in the text, and this is perhaps another point that we have to consider, is that when you read the text, that naturally there in this text, very often Mrs. Eddy will bring in the synonymous terms. Mostly she brings in the synonymous terms spirit, also soul and mind, but don't let yourself be sidetracked that she speaks a lot about the synonymous term, which would mean about the Word, because the synonymous term are depicting the Word of God, the nature of God. But we naturally must see that she always will have to say that everything that exists as a universe of ideas cannot exist without the Word. without that these ideas come from the synonymous term. And this is just the point about Christianity, that we see that ideas are only then ideas, when they are backed up by their synonymous terms, by God. Christianity is that point where we see, yes, we have a universe, but that universe cannot stand as an isolated universe. It is always an idea, an universe that is the universe of God, of the synonymous terms. And so we always have to see an idea as a reflection of the seven synonymous terms, and not just as ideas, because ideas per se cannot exist. So don't be sidetracked that so often in this third side, she will use quite a lot of synonymous terms, especially spirit, soul, mind. All right, with this in view, we can now go to the text, and we take point 17 and 18. They are depicting Christianity as the Word. How? I tried to epitomize it by saying spirit creates. Can you hear? Spirit creates. That's naturally the Word. Spirit, it's the Word. But from the Word we must deduce the point of Christianity. But Spirit creates what? And now we come to the focal point. Now what does it create? Now we have the outcome of it, namely infinitely individualized, spiritually substantial things. I think this makes it very clear that it is a universe of spiritual things, as he calls them. We may call them spiritual ideas, which have their origin naturally in the Word, in spirit. So she depicts this infinite universe. The 17th point is to depict it from the standpoint of divine science. How? I epitomized it and said, there is only one spirit. See, the moment you have that sense, there is only one spirit, you really have the sense of divine science, of the oneness of being. But this one spirit is not just spirit. It is, now you come to Christianity, it's infinitely individualized. And you have the realm of spirit. Infinitely individualized. So there isn't somewhere a block or a mass that is called spirit. But it shows that spirit is an all-embracing term for all the spiritual things, for infinitely spiritualized things. So the side note is infinite spirit. And what she explains here is this, that actually in spirit everything is already at the point of being reflected infinitely, and therefore there is no need for a creation of spiritual things. That's divine science. Divine science does not need to have a creation because it's the all-embracing sense. So she says here, there is but one spirit because there is but one God. You see, she starts always out and shows it from the point of view of the Word, the spirit. There are neither, and now she comes in and says, there are neither spirits many nor gods many. We don't have a universe of spirits and gods, like in pantheism, but we have only one spirit, and there is no evil in spirit. So again, you get the sense of divine science, there is no other. Everything else is excluded. Therefore, now she makes the conclusion, this spirit is not materially individualized. She says, you can never see that one spirit in the universe of matter, in the material universe. Spirit is distinct from matter, therefore spirit must not pass through or into matter to be individualized. Having put away all that false sense that spirit can only express itself in material things, she says, else we would have a universe that is pantheistic. So the very first point we can see is that spirit, in spirit, everything is at the point of being spiritually individualized and never in matter, that there is no necessity for a creation because spirit is infinite and therefore includes within itself all that is spiritual. That's not so easy perhaps to grasp what it implies. But we can't get around it. We have to see this very important point of true Christianity, and because usually the student is not acquainted with this true sense of Christianity, he's always looking out for a pantheistic sense of spirituality. He always looks out, where does that infinite spirit manifest itself in a material situation, in the body, in a person, in a business, in a case, in a country. You see, this is pantheism. It's asking that spirit is individualizing itself through some kind of material form. And you look for a person and see, does it express a lot of spirituality? You look for a situation, does it express a lot of spiritual substance? And all what you are looking is to matter and how much matter there is. So if we consider these points very clearly, we see the purity. I can't put it otherwise, but the purity that is demanded of a true sense of Christianity. We have then that same point from the point of view of absolute Christian Science in point 18. Namely, here she would have to show the sense of absolute Christian Science, which is always giving the relationship of the Creator to its creation. And the epitome that I've made reads, Spirit creates. You see, creates only spiritual things. Can you see that that is no more divine science, that that is absolute Christian Science, the relationship of Creator to the creation. That's always the tone of absolute Christian Science. So Spirit, she says, has created all in and of God, has created all in God and of God. Can you see that therefore there is... she goes on and says, she says here that Spirit never created matter, the opposite. Therefore, Spirit has nothing out of which to create matter. Can you see how beautifully she depicts Christianity from the point of view of the Word, from its origin? Says, you can't have a material universe, because the universe, the creation, is the outcome. If you go back to the cause of that outcome, what do you find? You find only Spirit, and in Spirit there is nothing material. Therefore, there is nothing out of which a material universe could have created. And you get a very clear sense that, therefore, the whole universe of matter that we look at, the universe of people, cannot be a reality, that it has nothing to do with God as a creator. So that Spirit is the only substance. Can you see now? Spirit is the only substance of the universe. Now you get the universe as being substantial spiritual, or spiritually substantial. That the only substance in the universe, the only reality of the universe, is spiritual substance. So things spiritual and eternal are substantial. Therefore, things material and temporal are insubstantial. So we have only one substance, that which is spiritual. These were the first two points. Are we going to build on that basis, on that premise? See, because after all, we must be honest with ourselves and say, well, what is the purpose of devoting ourselves to Christian Science? Is it that we devote ourselves to Christian Science that we want to build up a new God? No. Do we want to build up a new Christ? No. But do we want to build up a new universe? Yes. Do we want to have a new sense of man? Yes. See, our focal point is on Christianity. That's where our interest lies. The question, what is the universe? What is reality? What is man? What am I? These are the questions. And they are all questions that focus on Christianity. So, in order not to go astray with our line of pursuit, with our goal, that we don't set the wrong goal, we must be very clear right from the beginning what the goal is that Mrs. Eddy set, namely that the universe is a spiritual universe, has only to do with spiritual things, never with material things, and that there is no matter in that universe of spirit. Do we want that? Each one has to decide for himself. But if he decides that he doesn't want it, then I think he should be honest and say, I leave the textbook as it is, and I go fishing, and I go and enjoy myself, whatever I do. But he should not be as dishonest as to go on just the same and say, perhaps there is another trick in that textbook that will show us that Christianity is making matter better. That he shouldn't do. Or he will have one life of disillusionment. One life of one disillusionment after the other. The student himself must be honest to himself. So we come to the next point. Christianity as the Christ. And that again perhaps is a point that is not easy to be seen. I think it's the last point that is not so easy to be seen. Namely, to see that Christianity has a Christ. We always said, yes, God has a Christ, but we very seldom think of Christianity reflecting a Christ. That Christianity, therefore, must have a Christ, that means must have within itself the ability to express itself, the ability to manifest itself. Now we can see what kind of manifestation will we get if we see the only Christianity there is the Christianity of spiritual, of a spiritual realm. What there is the expression, the manifestation of that. And her answer is that we must see that the spiritual has within itself the power or the ability to evolve spiritually. That is the Christ. That spiritual things, that there is not just a universe called the spiritual universe as if it were static, but that universe of spirit has a dynamic Christ within itself and says that spiritual universe constantly evolves what? Not the material universe, but its own universe, again a spiritual universe. That it is constantly evolving and evolving and evolving itself. Yes? These are fundamental facts, you know. They are much more interesting than how to heal corns and things like that. Much more. So they are so fundamental that they really should go right into our consciousness and build up a new structure of our consciousness. So the overall tone of Christianity as a Christ reads, spirit evolves. Can you see the tone of Christ evolves? You have the dynamic sense. Only immortal spiritual reality. Yes. Now, how does she say that? She has point 19 and 20, and in point 19 she would show that as spirit is soul, you know, as spirit is soul, because soul always, the third day, soul always is there with the seed within itself. It's always that which makes the true identity reappear and reappear. As spirit is soul, spirit can only evolve the immortal, that which is of the nature of soul. Spirit can never evolve something else except the immortal, the reality of things. She says, as soul and spirit are one, they can never be included in the material mind or body. So spirit can never evolve the body, can never do a trick to the body. See, they cannot exist in mortality. So we don't have to see and to look out for an evolution that is in mortality, that is in body. But soul and spirit alone can evolve life. That's the only thing they can evolve. They cannot evolve mortality, the body, but they can evolve constantly life, the eternal unfolding of life, the eternal unfolding of life as immortality brought to light. So you have a great sense of Christianity as the Christ, namely that spirit, soul, constantly evolves the newness of life.